I would say I got the idea for the application sixth grade, middle school. I remember that just because that was like the first time that I was having the first problem that was solved in the application when I took the initiative to start to solve it. It was when I started experiencing that first problem. Well, two of the first problems. And that was mainly being, I went from this this public elementary school to this private middle school. So just fifth to sixth grade. And basically at this school, it was really within the first week where I was able to really identify some of the issues relating to me.
Myers realized quickly that the problems he was experiencing weren't unique to him.
It was later when either talking with my fellow classmates or being able to see other students in my class that were just experiencing the same issues and problems that I was experiencing. So it was around then where I thought of the idea of an app, and mainly the first problem of the app that I wanted to solve. And maybe this was even before I had any intentions of solving any other problems, but it was simply just an academic scheduler, just a way for me to be able to see my everyday schedule in a way that made sense and that I could somewhat interact with. And that was pretty much the extent of that at that time.
The 17-year-old student developer says there are other organizer and reminder programs, but Forward is unique because it has been designed by a student who had the very problems it's designed to solve.
Forward just works in a way which is immediately seen the second that you open the app and start to go into it. You can tell that the app was designed by somebody that actually had these issues. It was actually designed by a student, that it was designed to be student-centered. And at the same time, once the app is designed to be student-centered, at the end of the day, it could become centered for every single circle, every single part of the family and academia where problems affect people. For example, for Google Classroom, students are able to look at their classes. They're able to view some assignments, submit assignments, and then from there, maybe those assignments are submitted via Google Docs, and then off of that, they'll be able to receive their grade, and that's pretty much the extent of that.
Myers says he began working on Forward as an eighth grader, but realized that he needed to expand his skill set. To accomplish that objective, he attended technology camps, participated in Stanford technology tutorials online, sought out business and tech mentors who could teach him various elements of design, creative, and marketing. The result is an app that can be used by individual students, but is far more powerful when a school or a school system chooses to deploy it.
Board is sold in these two ways. One is school-driven, and the other one being self-driven. So self-driven, meaning that if the student is in a school that does not provide Forward, they want to take the first step, take the initiative. They believe that they'll be able to see the benefits if they use the app.
When a school adopts the system, schedules and assignments are input by teachers so that students have a clear picture of which assignments are due when, what class schedules are, and information about extracurricular activities. Schools can choose one of three tiers.
Forward is sold in three tiers, and you'll see that separation of three a lot. Just like the same thing of the organization, homework, and empowerment. And that's starting with the third tier, which is the name Foundation. And that's solely organizational features. And then from there, tier two, intermediate, you'll see those organizational features, homework features, and lastly, lifestyle, which is the third tier and the last final tier Forward. So there is a fee for each one of those. The students are not charged. The parents are not charged. It's really a deal with the school. The foundation is $9 per student, and that is monthly, and that's 50 students minimum. Then intermediate is 10 per student. And lastly, lifestyle is 12 a student.
When the app is released, it'll be available in versions for both Apple and Android devices. Teachers will use a web browser to enter the information.
It is for iOS and Android systems. But for this upcoming fall, the only web version of Forward that will be, it will only be for teachers. And that's solely for teachers' capabilities of posting assignments or everything that happens and most of what the student sees.
Although Myers initially envisioned an application to help middle school students, He says it can help older students too.
The app actually is targeted for middle school and high school students. Eventually it could expand from there, but we're just staying in that group right now.